We're really excited to have Dawes back here in Dallas and back here in the studio here at 91.7 KXT. And if you don't know who Dawes is, you've really missed out for the past couple of years. From California, they've been named and welcomed amongst members of part of the Laurel Canyon Sound. They're such a great group. Their second album released just this past summer. It's the follow-up to North Hills. It's called Nothing Is Wrong. And they're back in town to play tonight with Blitz and Trapper at Club Dada. And in the studio we have today members from Dawes, brothers Taylor Goldsmith, who is the lead singer and songwriter, and drummer and vocalist Griffin Goldsmith. Welcome, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
I'd love to hear a song first. What are we going to hear?
This is Coming Back to a Man.
You still wear your hair to your shoulder. You still look like a Friday night. You're still caught somewhere between the plans and the dreams, so that neither end up turning out right. And I myself feel a few moments older when I learned that love is not as simple as I thought. And it starts to feel more real, and the wounds all start to heal, whether I want them to or not. So tell me why you think I should forgive what you did, and I'll tell you if I understand. 'Cause you broke the quick giving heart of a kid, but you're now coming back to a man. It means a lot that you came here to speak to me, and I will listen the way I never could before. I'll catch that pause between each word, and when your presentation's heard, then I will need to show you to the door. Because some people were just meant to be a memory, to be called upon to remind us how we change, the way the scattered and the busy bright lights of a city might look off at a distant mountain range. And the guy you know is someone I work hard at keeping hid, and he is very good at sticking to the plan. 'Cause you broke the quick giving heart of a kid, but you're now coming back to a man. But I can't show every card I'm holding in my hand. 'Cause you broke the quick giving heart of a kid, but you're now coming back to a man. Oh, you still wear your hair to your shoulder. You still look like a Friday night. You're still caught somewhere between the plans and the dreams, so that neither end up turning out right.
Fantastic. That's great. Dawes in the studio here at KXT. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.
You know that we're complaining. We love having you back here so often, but why has Dallas been so frequent a stop?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's just the way the how everything's just come about, and the way that it just happened naturally. I know that you guys, I'm sure, know this, but I don't know if everyone else realizes, and we didn't even realize how strong, how helpful a radio station can be for a band now, like in such a local sense. Like, you know, this, like, what you guys have done here at KXT has been so great for Dawes. And that's why I think we have such a stronger presence here than we do in a lot of other markets. And I don't, like, that's not something I just say, like, to, like, in all in different radio interviews. It really has meant a lot to us.
Oh, we appreciate that. And you're really been one of the first bands we played here going into it when we went on the air back 2 years ago. So, yeah. So we love having you back. You recorded North Hills live to tape. Did you do the new album, Nothing Is Wrong? Did you do it the same way?
Yeah, just about. We did it. We took two extra weeks instead of because the first one we did in 2 weeks, this one we did in a month. There were a little more overdubs here and there, just like in terms of you know, getting the guitar parts right and stuff. But for the most part, it's all recorded live. Like there's several songs where what Griffin did and what Wiley did and my guitar and vocal and the piano were all done at the same time, and then we just overdubbed like a, you know, the second guitar, the harmonies, or the keyboards that people couldn't play, just as the four of us.
it's really a great album.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Playing Time Spent in Los Angeles a lot.
Oh, awesome.
Great, great song.
Thanks.
So. Well, what are we going to hear next?
We'll play that song.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. My friends don't seem to know me without my suitcase in my hand. And when I'm standing still, I seem to disappear. But maybe that is how I found you. Maybe that's taught me exactly what I want. Maybe meeting you so far away from home is what makes it all so clear that you got that special kind of sadness. You've got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me want to wrap you in my arms. When people ask me where I come from, to see what that says about a man, I only end up giving bad directions that never lead them there at all. It's something written in the headlights. It is something swimming in my drink. And if I were the moon, it'd be exactly where I'd fall. You got that special kind of sadness. You've got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me want to wrap you in my arms. I used to think someone would love me for the places I have been, and the dirt that I've been gathering deep beneath my nails. But now I know what I've been missing, and I'm going home to make it mine. And I'll be battening the hatches and pulling in the sails. 'Cause you've got that special kind of sadness. You've got that tragic set of charms that could only come from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me wanna wrap you in my arms. You got that special kind of sadness. You've got that tragic set of charms that only comes from time spent in Los Angeles. Makes me want to wrap you in my arms.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for that. That was great, great. Time Spent in Los Angeles from the new album, Nothing Is Wrong. Dawes here in the studio. Is it true that 7 of the 11 songs on the album you wrote and arranged on the road?
Arranged on the road, yeah, for sure. I think what would end up happening is I'd get like a little idea for like a chord structure, just like a line or something, and then I would kind of have to sit on it till I got home to really finish it up and really like have a fully written song. Because it's hard to, like, especially when, you know, we were touring in a van and a trailer, we're always like either setting up or driving or, you know, just catching up on sleep. Like there was not really any time to sit down and be by myself and, you know, go through bad ideas of writing songs and stuff. So a lot of it I'd have to, figure out something that I wanted to go further with, but I'd have to wait till I got home. But then in terms of arranging it, that was definitely something that we did on tour. We sort of felt like, you know, one performance of a song in front of an audience was worth, you know, like 100 rehearsals, you know, really, because it really gave us a sense of what was coming across and what wasn't, and how to bring certain things out and how to, like, you know, put certain things away, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I read that also. You tried out most of your new songs live before you even recorded them.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have heard our whole record, on YouTube before it came out, because we'd played them all and people had filmed them and stuff.
Oh, that's great. How were the responses?
It was good. It was good. At first, I was nervous about that because I thought, like, oh, man, people are going to be bummed that there's nothing that they're completely unfamiliar with. I mean, you know, at least the few people that watch the YouTube stuff. But I ended up thinking that that might be something that people would appreciate, because I know that when I would find, like, you know, certain live tapes of bands that I love, like certain Dead recordings or something where there was a song that I never heard before, and then I found that studio version, that would be something that I found exciting rather than like, I already know this, you know. It'd be like, oh, now I have the real version, you know.
Yeah. Are you doing any more work with Middle Brother?
No, I mean, Dear Tick's album's about to come out this month, and ours did a few months ago, and Delta's rap just finished the masters on their album, and so everyone's kind of like raring to go for their own respective projects. So it's hard to, especially at times like this in each of the band's careers, where we still have a lot of work ahead of us, to be able to, you know, not devote 24 hours a day to each of our projects. So I don't know if Middle Brother would be possible, because everyone's kind of going on all four cylinders on their own projects.
I got you. Hey, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks
very much.
For having us.
Taylor Griffin Goldsmith from Dawes. Go see him. They're tonight at Club Dada. They're playing with Blitz and Trapper. Again, tonight at Club Dada in Deep Ellum. Thanks once again, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to 91.7 KXT.